This one's on.
Okay, do an announcement. Torahway, Northwest London. Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Nosoi. Yud Gimel Sivan. 2nd of June. Harav Dain Shmuel Simon Shlita on a Parsha theme. This week's Torahway has been sponsored. Lichvoy Simchas HaBar Mitzvah Shel Struli Grunfeld Neiro Yoye. Whose bar mitzvah is this Shabbos Parshas Nosoi? You're also she is Gehoriv Askenov, Rav Nachas Bimenu, Mikol Yotzeh Halaseh.
Amen. Good morning. This week said you are Parshas Nosoi, at least a Kutzloritz. There's a lot in it. One particular Parsha of Vichas Koyanim. As we know, Tosuk says, Yoy Hashem Pono Beilecho Vichuneko Yiso Hashem Pono Beilecho. Yisro Hashem Pono Beilech is a difficult word to translate, but it means something like the Hashem should show us favor. Yisro Hashem Pono Beilecho, the Kohenim give us a bocha, the Yisro Hashem Pono Beilecho. The Gemara, at least in three places in Shas, asks a very interesting stira. How can it be that we ask Hashem, Yisro Hashem Pono Beilecho? The Pasuk says in Pasuk Shoftim, we say it every Motzei Shabbos, Asher lo yisro fonim v'lo yikach sheichat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only doesn't take bribes, but he's lo yisafonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never show favor to a member to Klal Yisrael. More, showing favor means you favor somebody more who doesn't deserve it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lo yisafonim, but lo yikach sheichad. Very interesting question. And here the best bracha we can get is yisro Hashem ponim. I would never have asked it, but the Gemara asked it three times in Shas. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Blu Yagiris, asked the question to him, Gamliel. The Gemara in Nidda, Daf Ayin, Moses Anshe Alexandria, asks a question to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chinuno. And of course, it's Yodua, the Gemara in Brochus, that the Malachi Ashois asks a question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Brochus, Daf Chofer Mebleis, Dosh of Aviro, Omu Malachi Ashois, if not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribonish Aleilam, Kosu B'se Yosecha Shele Yisra Fonim Reikach Sheikhan, Ribonish Aleilam, how can it be? On one hand, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not show favor. He doesn't accept a bribe. And yet, V'haloi Ato Neise Fonim, but we see you do, Dichsev Yisra Hashem Pono Veilecho. That's a question that Malachi Hashem, very interesting question. And what's more interesting is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. Well, in Gamliel answer, Bluis HaGiyoyis was a different answer. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers Malachi HaShoyis. Om Alohem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers Malachi HaShoyis. V'chi lo yesa ponim li Yisrael, should I not show favor to Klal Yisrael, shekosafti lohem v'atoyo, v'chalto v'savoto v'yachto es Hashem v'nikecho. In the Torah it says that you have a mitzvah Birkas HaMozon. Every time you finish a meal, you show your HaKoros HaTorah, whatever the concept of Birkas HaMozon is. But everybody has a biblical chiyuv of benching. V'chalto v'savoto v'yachto es Hashem v'nikecho. V'heim medachtikim al atzmom ad kezayis ad kebeitza. Min HaTorah, a person has only a chiyuv Birkas HaMozon when he's fully satisfied. He's had a good meal and he feels good. Then he has a mitzvah min HaTorah of Birkas HaMozon. Anything less than that, there's no sevir, there's no mitzvah benching. Yet, hey, medachtikim al atzmon ad kezayis ad kebeitza. Klal Yisrael already they eat the smallest amount, a kezayis ad kebeitza, machlik shemeh Nebi Yehuda, but already there, they're already benching. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer. And it seems the Malachi HaShoyis accepted it. A very straightforward text, which needs a bit of an explanation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be saying, you know, you're right. Asher lo yisafonim leikach sheichad. I'm a Klal Yisrael who are willing to be machmir on themselves. So although min HaTorah you're not obligated to bench, didn't you have sevir? Kedei sevir, you feel good, you feel satisfied. They're already benching. Very interesting Gemara. If the Gemara is looking for chumras that Klal Yisrael have taken on themselves, there's plenty of chumras. But Bnei Yisrael know well, that's one of the Gemara says in many places, many cases where we find Klal Yisrael went lifnim mishur asadin. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer, that Klal Yisrael go lifnim mishur asadin? If they go lifnim mishur asadin, I will go lifnim mishur asadin. Is that the Gemara's answer? And Bichlal, this chiyuv of benching is not lifnim mishur asadin. Chazal wa mechayev benching. Min HaTorah it's only kedei sevir. And midrabanan, you have to make. Once you eat a kebetz, you have to bench. What exactly is HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering? Very interesting. The Mefoshim struggle to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Malachi HaShoyis. I saw in a Sefer Keres Yitzchok, a famous Sefer Al HaTorah written some 150 years ago, that in the footnote on Parshas Nosoi, he quotes Reb Chaim Volozhin, a very interesting pshat in the Teshuva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he makes a diuk in the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, שקסבתי להם בתויה ואוכלת וסבות ורחת שם לקחו, והם מדקתקים על עצמו, עד כזה עשה כביצה. כאן ישראל מדקתק על עצמו. What do you mean מדקתקים על עצמו? And he says, there could be two reasons why a person is benching on a kazayis, on a kibetzah. Minato, you need to eat only kadei sevir. Only if you had a full meal do you bench. You know why they want to bench you ready with a kibetzah and a kazayis? Because when an oni comes to their door, how much is considered, how much does he have to owe to be called an oni, that I'm l'chuyuk to give him tzedakah? The Mishnah says in Peo, if he has two sudas, if he has enough food at home of two sudas, then you're potter from tzedakah. If he's got less than two sudas, then it's chayiv. Less than two sudas can be quite a bit. Two sudas is a lot. If he's got less, I'm chayiv to give tzedakah. So these people, they want to patter themselves from tzedakah. They say, no. Nowadays, a shir suda is a kibetz of kazayis. He's got a kibetz of kazayis. I'm potter from tzedakah. And the reason why they're benching, people are machmik to bench on kazayis basis to say, you see, that's kadei sevir, that's a kadei suda. Avad the Torah says, mochalto v'savoto v'rach, there's a b'chaim v'loshen, unbelievable. The Avad the Torah says, you only, a suda is only when you fall in sevir. But midrabbonon, you have to even kadei kazayis, kibetz is ready shir suda. You only, you've got your kazayis at home, you've got your kibetz at home, I'm potter from tzedakah. That's what some people do. But no, says the Gemara, hey, medaktikim al atzmon. The reason why they're benching for kibetzah kazayis is not because they have a personal agenda. They want to patter themselves on tzedakah. Pum faket. Hey, medaktikim al atzmon. For themselves, they're willing to say that I'm benched only for myself. For myself, even a kazayis kibetzah, I want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the meal. But not for Yemes Cheshbon. When an oni comes to the door, he hasn't got shtei sudas. Shtei sudas is a lot. When the Mishnah says you have to give to an oni if he has not two sudas, that's a lot. For me, I'm satisfied. For me, if Chazal said that they shake his eyes to bench, say that I'm going to bench, that's a suda. But it's not said that their chesed is limited. If they have an ulterior motive here that they want to pat themselves from tzedakah, it's an unbelievable vortum chaim berozhen, and it brings out the yesod of chesed. What exactly is chesed? Chesed really, as we know, Klal Yisrael are renowned to be goimlei chasodim. The Gemara says in Yevamos that one of the simonim of Klal Yisrael are by shonim goimlei chasodim. A yid is goimlei chesed. Ki'ilu umay so'olam kabayochol don't have the midah being goimlei chesed. On the other hand, we know that Avraham Avinu taught his descendants goimlei chesed. He taught Yishmael as well. The Medrash says that when Yishmael was in the desert with his mother, Avraham Avinu went specifically out to the desert to be Madrich Yishmael and Midas HaChesed. Goyim must have a Midas HaChesed. But Reb Chaim Volozhin is bringing out this different Midas of Chesed. Sometimes a Chesed, that's what the Umay Sa'olam have. A Chesed is because somebody needs. You don't have a burning desire to do Chesed. You have because somebody needs. Somebody comes to your door, he needs. He's a Mitzrach. So you want to help him. It doesn't help you in any way. You want to help him, so you give him something. You give him maton, you give him a dovah. Klal Yisrael, who are renowned to be goimlei chasodim, is a completely different concept. It's Klal Yisrael, they've got a burning desire themselves. That Klal Yisrael we built with a goimlei chasodim. We want to do chesed, not because yen is a nitshach. We have a personal desire, it's for us that we're doing it. If it's for them, then you can easily excuse yourself. I would be satisfied with it. Why aren't you satisfied? He asked for £5. Why do you need this £5? I don't need it, so why should you need it? If it's only us and Nitzroch, then you'll measure it. Then you'll measure it. Does he really need it? I wouldn't do it for myself. Why should I do it for you? Klal Yisrael, Avraham Avinu was madrich his children and his descendants with chesed. It's a chesed where we just want to do chesed. And we, for us, it may be enough. But we feel we just want to do chesed because and we don't measure it by our own rules, by what we need. For us, we are medaktikim al atzmon, says the Gemara, ad kebetzah, ad kazayis. For us, it's enough with the kazayis or kebetzah. But for an oni who comes to the door, no, we want to do chesed. It's irrelevant what we're satisfied for ourselves, but we just have this middle of chesed, wanting to do chesed, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malachi Asharis. Klal Yisrael, who excel in this midas chesed, that they're happy for themselves a minimum, but they still want to do chesed, and they still want to give and to give tzedakah and such like, that then they deserve nisi ponim, niso Hashem ponim v'ilecho v'yosim v'chosholim. Bechil Yaakov Weinberg, the Swede Eish, one of his Talmidim quoted, it was like a Chaim V'lozhen, but with a new twist in it. He says he remembers as a child the poverty there was, whether it was in Germany, I'm not sure where it was, in Germany, the terrible poverty, where people used to skim the whole week in order to keep a little bit of food for Shabbos. The whole week they survived on literally nothing, to be able, Friday night, to be able to have something to enjoy themselves on Shabbos. And they kept that little bit of food for Shabbos Friday night. They go to shul Friday night, and there's a neim at the door. There's guests there who need somewhere to eat Friday night. They didn't think twice. They used to bring those guests home and used to give away that little bit of food that they kept for themselves. They used to invite their guests because how could they have a Shabbos without guests? Says the Swede Eish, and you think they didn't enjoy themselves, they weren't happy. Pumfaket, the simcha on their face. They were satisfied with the minimum. The little minimum they had, they gave that away to the Orchim. That was the true Simcha of Shabbos. On Shabbos, one cannot be Mitzayah. One's not allowed to go through Shabbos Mitzayah. But for them, that was their best Simcha. That little bit of Tzah they went through the whole week in order to enjoy themselves on Shabbos was doubly enjoyed when they gave away that food, that little bit of food they had, and they gave for Shabbos. And with that, he answers an interesting question. Chassam Sofer and Shuvas asks a question on this whole concept of benching on less than kedei sevir. Min haTorah, you only have to bench v'chalto v'sovoto v'rachto when you have kedei sevir. Anything less than that is a brochel of atala. If a person would eat half a meal and he's not satisfied, it's a brochel of atala. In fact, the Chassam Sofer, how can Chazal come and be machme and say, yeah, even if you have not kedei sevir, on a kezayis or kebeitzer, you already have to bench. It's a brochel of atala, as if in the Chassam Sofer. Says the Shri Eish, that's the godless of Klal Yisrael. It's not pshat that when they eat less, they're not satisfied and they still bench. The godless of Klal Yisrael is the Hem Diktiku al Atzmon. Even the little bit they had, they already kedei sevir. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers them on Malachi Asharis. Hem Medaktikim al Atzmon, they are willing to go for less. That some Yosh, they just got this burning desire, which is their chiyus, their life to help somebody else. And with that, they get kedei sevir from the kezayis and the kebeitzer. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the Malachi HaShoreis. Something the Malachi HaShoreis couldn't fathom, but they accept it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we get the bocha, Yisro Hashem Pono Melecho, it's because we have this gebaltige shuka, this burning desire to be mischassed, even more than what we need. Famous story of the Baal Neb Steinman. There were two younger light, to Bochum ready, who were chavusas in yeshiva. For years they learned together. They went 5 years to yeshiva. They went to Kotel together, very, very close chavarim. After many years in Kotel, one of them left Kotel in order to be Isaac in Parnosa. The other one stayed in Kotel, and they kept up their kesher very, very close. They were very close friends. And the one who went up to Isaac in Parnosa, he was Matzliach in Parnosa, and he was doing very well. Every Friday he used to send the one who was being Isaac and Parnos and he was successful, he used to send to his friend who was sitting in Kotel a big dish of chicken and meat for Shabbos. And this went for year after year. The family of this younger man used to look forward to the beautiful meat and chicken that they got every Friday night from this wealthy chavusa of their father. Unfortunately, the tide turned and this balabos, his business went bad, pear-shaped, and he couldn't afford it. He lost a lot of his money. The first week it happened, the younger man who was sitting in Bnei Brak told his children, unfortunately, my chavusa is doing badly, and there is no hope this week. Unfortunately, from now on, we won't be receiving this gift every Friday, which we used to get every Friday afternoon. And they were wrong. Friday afternoon, a dish still came of beautiful tea, exactly the same. And after Shabbos, the younger man phones his friend, and he says, look, you shouldn't be sending this to me. Unfortunately, I know your parnos is not doing as well. Whatever the luxuries that you spend, that you'll lose out. You committed yourself as long as you were doing well. Unfortunately, the tide has turned. You're not mechuyav anymore. And his friend, the balabos, said, no, Chazal tell us that parnosos shel odom is ksum le'mirish shoda. Everybody's parnos is fixed And if he spends it on luxuries, he's going to lose out. Chutz meitzar Shabbos v'yontif. Except for something that he spends on itzar Shabbos v'yontif. As much as he wants to spend, he can spend. There's no cheshbon. This is itzar Shabbos v'yontif. I'm looking after you. This is itzar Shabbos v'yontif. Don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay me back. And it carried on for a few weeks. He sent him every week of smach chutz mitzvah Shabbos yontif. Had nothing to worry about. The younger man wasn't happy. They decided they're going to go for a din Torah to Baal Neidstein and Zecher Yitzchak. And each one said his din. And the younger man says, he shouldn't be giving it to me. He can't afford it. He's going to lose out. And the other, and the Balabos says, no, say chutz mitzvah Shabbos yontif. He said, no. The younger man said, Hitzar Shabbos Yodim means what you spend for yourself, your own shalot, your own gefilte fish. Oh, but this is chesed. This is not Hitzar Shabbos Yodim. This is chesed. This is a mitzvah he's doing. It's not Hitzar Shabbos Yodim. Hitzar Shabbos Yodim is what this balabos does when he sits at his meal with his family. That's Hitzar Shabbos Yodim. But that's what the younger man said. Baal Leib said, no, the balabos is absolutely right. It's not going to cost him anything. This is Hotzar Shabbos V'yontif. This is not Chesed. Just imagine, this Balabos sits Friday night with his family at the other end of Bnei Brak. He's got a little bit of panos. He's doing badly, but he can afford meat and chicken for himself. And he knows that his friend, the younger man, a few roads away, hasn't got meat and chicken for Yontif. It'll eat up his own Simcha Shabbos. It'll stare him. It's not just a Chesed, you just yen and needs. It's actually part of you, and your friend not being able to eat, and you being able to eat, will eat away at you. It'll take away your Simchas Yomtov. The chesed that we do is including the Tzor Shabbos Yomtov, because it will disturb his own Simchas Yomtov, his own Simchas Shabbos. Of course, he's got nothing to worry about. He can carry on with included in Chutz Meitzor Shabbos V'yomtov. That is fulfillment of Shabbos in Yomtov, when a chava sends food for his other chava, where he feels desperately he's got this, it'll disturb his Shabbos for Yom Tov if he doesn't say it. And the Baal Leib said he can carry on, because he's got nothing to worry about. It's chutz meitzar Shabbos, it will not affect his parnasa and kachavo. The famous story, also brought down for the Ponovich Rav, this happened back in during the war, the Second World War in Bnei Brak, 1943. A lot of refugees were coming. Almonas, a lot of Yosemim, when the Ponovich Rav built Bote Ovis to look after the Yosemim who were coming from Eastern Europe to Eretz Yisrael. And at one time, there was a whole group of Yosemim due to come. And the Ponovich Rav was looking for beds to able to look after these Yosemim. I don't know how, whether it was 10 or 100, how many Yosemim were due to come. And he was finding great difficulty, to use a word, the Ponovich Rav, snoring from people, money, and mattresses to look after these Yosemim. And he was very worried. There's a whole group of Yosemite were going to come, and he couldn't look after them. A Shmuel went around on Friday afternoon that the Ponovich Rav is going to speak to the Kehillah Shabbos afternoon in the Bet HaKnesset HaGadol in Bnei Brak. He's going to give a drasha. People didn't know what it was about. Everybody came, the Ponovich Rav speaking. And he quoted a Gemara. The Gemara said, brings a pasuk, Ki Tov Lo Imoch, that Eved Ivri has to be, an Eved Ivri is working for a master, has to be comfortable by his master. Ki tov lo imoch, so much so, says the Gemara, that the master cannot live a life more enhanced than the Eved. If he eats superior bread, he's got to give that same bread to the Odom. If he's got a pillow, he's got to give that another pillow to the Eved. An Odom can live no better than the Eved. Ki tov lo imoch. Says the Gemara, Mikam. From here we learn that Kone Eved La'atzmo, Kone Odom La'atzmo. That an Eved is like a master to the master, because the Odom is Meshubah to the Eved. He's got to look after him, and the same Madrega that he looks after himself. Fractosis Akasha. That means whatever I have, I've got to give to my Eved. So if I have good bread, I've got to give him as well. Why is it Kone Odom La'atzmo? He's no better than me, he's equal to me. When I have a pillow, I have to give him a pillow. When I have a mattress, when I have good bread. Why is it Kakeina Odom La'atzma? He's even better than me. Zoktosis B'shem Yerushalmi, the Nafkamina will be if you've only got one pillow. If you've only got one pillow, then the Pasuk says, Chazal tell us, that pillow has to go to the Eved. Ki tov lo imoch. That's our Tosis Yerushalmi Azayis Kepaskin. If he's only got one, he has to give it to the Eved. Fred the Ponovich Rav, why should he have to? The Pasuk says, Ki tov lo imoch. Tov lo imoch means the same. Doesn't mean he's better. Faket. Chayecho koidmin. When the Pasuk says in Bahar, V'chay ochicho imoch, we learn that he's that if you've only got one bottle of water, you're in a desert. Two people are in a desert, Reuben and Shimon, and they're in danger of dying of thirst. And Reuben has a bottle of water, although if he had two bottles of water, they could both survive. He's got to give one to his friend, V'chai Imoch, he's going to live with you. Or V'chayech of Kedmin, your life comes first. And if there's only one bottle, you keep it for yourself, you don't give. That's by V'chayech Imoch. Here it says, Ki Tov Lo Imoch. Imoch means equal, or Chayech of Kedmin. There's only one, you take first. How can it be? I understand if I've got two pillows, I have to give one to him as well. He's got to live the same life as me. But if I've only got one pillow, how can it be that you give him, he told me he gets over me? Forget, Chayech HaKodim, I should go first. Zog HaPonavishulov, there's no question about it. Chayech HaKodim, your life is first. Two people in the desert, you take the bottle of water. Your life is before the Eved's life. Ki Tov Lo Imoch means you should. But just imagine that the Odin keeps a pillow for himself, says Aponavishulov. He tells the whole Kehillim B'nai Brak. Imagine you keep the pillow for yourself and your Eved is left without a pillow. You may be comfortable, but you won't be happy. You'll be sleeping on a pillow, knowing that your Eved is without a pillow. Your sleep will be disturbed. That will not be Chayech HaKodim. If you want Chayech HaKodim, you want to enjoy life, give him priority. Hey, medaktik him alatzma. For yourself, you're happy with the kazayis of kabeitza. But for the oni, if he hasn't got two sudas, you'll give him tzedakah. Says the Kol Avishulov. That's drat in the posuk ki tov lo imoch. Avad the chayecha kodmin. Or but dafka mishum chayecha kodmin. Chazal understood that a true ben yisrael will rather give up his own thing that his eved should have the pillow. We just finished being through shvuos. We see the midah. Twice at least, with the mid of Chesed that Boaz did to Rus. Rus, as a princess with nothing left, she lost everything. Chazal tell us even they came back barefoot with nothing on their feet, which is the last thing a poor man sells. The last thing you should always keep are shoes on your feet. They came back with nothing, and she goes and she takes Leket, and Boaz did incredible Chesed looking after Rus in the field. Rus comes back to her mother in law, and she says, she recounted to her mother-in-law that which she did to him. Boaz did to her, it wasn't she did to him. And she said, Boaz. The name of the man who I did to him is Boaz. What do you mean I did to him? He did to her. And Chazal learned from there, a person has to realize, a balabais has to realize that much as you think you're providing for the oni is providing for you. You have to have this mitzvah because he's giving to you. The pasuk says, some unfortunate time that when your brother goes down, what do you mean? You should hold on to him, he holds on to you. No, you have to hold on to him, you have to know that it's your opportunity. That you do to him, he does to you. And Memela, Ruth says, I did it to him. The name of the person that I did to him, because at the end of the day, I'm giving him the opportunity. Fregan the Mephoshim, it's all very well that Yosem Imash, Balabais, Yosem Laon, the only Yosem Balabais, that's as far as the perspective of the Balabais is concerned. The Balabais should say, it's not me providing for you, you're giving me the opportunity. But what a chutzpah, so to say, for the Oni to say. The Oni knocks on the door and he says, I've come here to the Shem Shemaim. I don't need you, but I've come to provide for you. Rus should be saying that I provided for Boaz. Boaz should be saying, thank you for helping me. But it's not up to Rus to say that I'm doing a Shem Shemaim. And that shows a gewaltige chesed of Boaz. Boaz gave it to Rus in such a way that Rus taka felt. That was a koyach of Boaz, the chesed that Boaz did to Rus, that he gave it in a way that she felt that she was really doing him a favor. There was no other way of explaining it. Boaz had given it given in such a way that Rus had literally felt Asher Sisi Imoy. Yashach and Abi Ezri asked Nifledike Kasha, incredible Kasha Megillas Rus. And I think with that we can understand a little bit with this Pasha of Hey Medaking Al Atzman. We know that Rus married Boaz on the smach that although the Pasuk says, Lo Yovoy Amoini Moyovi Bekal Hashem, a Moabite is not allowed to marry Klal Yisrael, it only applies to Zechorim, not to Mekevus. Males are not allowed to marry Klal Yisrael. Female Moabites are allowed to. And they're allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael, not a problem. And that's how Rus married to my boyaz. And from them came the Melech HaMashiach and David HaMelech. Malchus based David, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Because a Moyavis is allowed to come, Moyavi V'Loi Moyavi, Amoini V'Loi Amoinis, Moyavi V'Loi Moyavis. Later on, it was up for discussion, time of Shaul HaMelech. By the time of Megillas Rus, it was no question about it. Boyaz, it was a psak halacha that Boyaz knew and he paskened, and even the girl, the Pliny Almoini, who refused to marry Rus, was only pen ashkes es nachalosi, as the Pesukim explains, he was worried about future generation. There was a halacha psuk at that time that Moyavis is mutter to marry into Klal Yisrael. Rus knew it, Naomi said you can get married still, everybody knew it. The Binchas Chinuch says an incredible chiddush. He says there's two lavim with Amrin and Moav. One is you mustn't marry them. There's another one, is sidrish tevosom kol yom mechol oilom. You mustn't be kind to Moavi. Allah shalei kidmu eskem balechem u'bamayim b'dev teiskem u'tzorim. There's an issue to be kind to Amrin and Moav. Says the Binchas Chinuch an incredible chiddush. That heter, they only applies to males and not to females, is only as far as marriage is concerned. Marriage is permitted with a Moavite. Or by the love of Le Sidus, Kevosum, Konyomechon, Oilom, not to be kind, is Bain Bishorim, Bain Benekeb. This is no mute. An incredible Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, Rabbi Isai. An incredible Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch that applies to males and females. The truth is, I think it may even be a Targum in Megillas Rus, it's Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, that the love of not being kind to Amrin u'Moav, not doing them chesed, of giving them matonis and such like, applies to females as well. When Boaz was kind to us in the Pasuk, Vatishtachu also, Vatipel al Poner, Vatishtachu also, Rus Balzon to Boaz, Vatemele Madua Motsosi Chembe Nechla Kirini, Von Neuchi Nochuyo. Why are you kind to me, Von Neuchi Nochuyo? Says Targum, why are you being kind to me? I'm Nochuyo. Von Matole, Madena Shkochis Rachman Beinochish to Medinu. What is it that you come to recognize me, to be kind to me? I am from a nation which aren't allowed to come into the Kal Hashem. Says Rus to Boaz, how can you be kind to me? I'm from a member of a nation who are not allowed to come into Kal Hashem. Now we're not talking about marriage. At that time it was mutter. Rus was mutter to my boyas. She was talking about the chesed. It may be that a moyovis is allowed to mind to Klal Yisrael, but chesed you're not allowed to do. Chesed, like the Minchas Chinuch, means chambeni kevus. That's the same Minchas Chinuch, which may have a source in the Targum. In fact, Rav Shach, he doesn't understand what's going on. How can you say that for females you're allowed to marry them, but you can't be kind to them? How are you going to explain the whole parsha of Boaz and Rus? Boaz was kind to her. The whole parsha here, he went out of his way, he was extra kind to her, so much so that he made her feel as though she was doing him a favor. Fetov Shach and Abiezi bribed Sorchin, he doesn't understand the Kuntimon Chasinuch and possibly the Targum. How do you answer the whole parsha of us? Maybe he can marry her, but he can't be kind to her. I don't know if it's a recipe for Sholem Bayis. But you can marry them, but you can't be kind to them. How could Boaz give his field up to us? And I think the answer is Hei Medaktikim Malatzmon. The chesed of Klal Yisrael, which Avraham Avinu told us, is a chesed that you don't feel good until you provide it. You may be satisfied with a small meal, but you won't feel good, you won't be able to sit Friday night if you know your friend hasn't got what to eat. You may not be able to sleep on your bed tomorrow night, Friday night, upon a visual home, if you know that the Yosemim don't have a pillow. You know, it's a chison and you won't feel good. The darga of chesed that Boaz reached wasn't like sidrei tevosom kol yom mechol oilom. That's when you're doing it like some person, like the umes oilom do it. To help them, you can't help them. That's leisachonim. But if you do it for your benefit, you don't feel good. Avada, you're allowed to do it. That's you're not doing it for them, you're doing it for yourself. Boaz came to a point where he did chesed to Rus because he literally felt it was a tevos for himself. He couldn't do it otherwise. There was no way he could survive otherwise. It was chayecha koidmin. For himself, he's allowed to do it. That one could explain the chayr to Al Shav Shach's kasha, how Boaz could do it. He did it in a way that it stared him. And this is low level risachonin. You can't give mataskinim to a guy, but if it's for your benefit, you're allowed to. All these ideas, if it's chayecho koimim, it's for you. You can't sit back on a Friday night. You can't sleep on a bed in a pillow. You can't eat your meat if your chava hasn't got. Who had been, that Boaz was allowed to do it because of the toiv osoi, and he wasn't over the issa. Yeah.